Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Last year, cryptocurrency scams cost investors $1.7 billion, reflecting a 400% surge in crypto fraud over 2017. Crypto Canary is a peer-to-peer online resource offering crypto investors access to hundreds of cryptocurrency reviews, enabling them to make informed decisions and quickly identify bogus coin offerings. Crypto Canary enables consumers to browse coins by name or investment category. The site isn't Ting's first foray into educating consumers about the pros and cons of cryptocurrency investing. In 2017, he founded Bitcoin for Beginners to give the Bitcoin curious the tools needed to explore Bitcoin. He sees Crypto Canary as a natural extension of that offering, one covering the entire cryptocurrency ecosystem, and he also teamed up with a startup called Polyant Labs recently. Here today to tell us more about Crypto Canary is founder and CEO Kevin Ting. And Mr. Ting, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and certainly great to have you with us. Thanks for your time. So for starters today, tell us more about yourself and your journey into the cryptocurrency and blockchain world to get things rolling today.
For sure. So I have a background in technology, and I started off my career by working for several Silicon Valley startups for a few years. And then I really got drawn into crypto in 2017 via the biggest projects at the time, Ethereum and Bitcoin, especially the tech side of it, because I've always been in tech and interested in that side of things. And then that's when I really started a beginner-focused media and education company around mid-2017 and just kind of went down the rabbit hole from there. And so fast forward a couple of years, that's what led me to create Crypto Canary, which is my current focus. And on the highest level for your audience, I would describe it as a TripAdvisor or Yelp for the crypto world website.
Nice, and a great way to explain how that works as well. Now, what was the inspiration or the motivation behind Crypto Canary?
Yes, for sure. So this beginner-focused media and education company I was mentioning, we have a pretty large group and community where people can come in and have a great place to chat with each other about news, share ideas, and just learn together. One problem we noticed, though, in our community and similar ones as well, is that a lot of people were being targeted and affected by scams or just shady projects out there. And we've also found, on the other hand, that there's great info out there that people are writing and sharing that kind of would help people prevent them from falling into traps. But those are kind of hard to find. And so that's really what we wanted to tackle with Crypto Canary. We want to help people get the information they need to become more informed of what they're dealing with when they come across various projects, products, or services in this entire space.
Tell us, Kevin, if you would, why are these scammy or illegitimate projects such a big problem for the crypto world?
Yeah, so that's really interesting because the crypto world is something that we haven't really seen before. For a lot of people, they're excited about it because it represents freedom, decentralization, and open access for everyone. And anyone from all around the world can get involved. That's really the beauty of it. And it also has some other features like privacy, censorship resistant. That means anyone can send their coins or hold their coins and no one can stop them. And also just general FOMO. So those are perhaps good things for some people, but it also makes it a honeypot for bad actors too, because they see this as a really easy and private, anonymous way to target people, steal their money, and get away with it. And so my point is that those features of cryptocurrency also attracts scammy projects and illegitimate bad actors as well.
I certainly do appreciate those details. Most helpful. Now, speaking of illegitimate projects and scams, et cetera, how does Crypto Canary aim to solve all these problems?
Yeah, so our basically, the highest level approach is that we are looking to bring together info in a very easily digestible format. And so part of that comes from info that we scrape from online sources or grab automatically from APIs. But also super crucial in that is the user-generated portion. So people can write reviews, leave ratings, and just generally share their experiences and wisdom. So basically, this lets the crypto world help each other out, per se, because that's the whole point, that we don't want some like central authority dictating everything for us and slapping on a lot of different rules and regulations to save people from these scammy projects. So one thing that the crypto world can do is to do our own part in it and help each other out, help each other learn and avoid the bad stuff. And that's what we're trying to enable.
And even taking that a little further and understanding this even better, is Crypto Canary just about helping people to avoid scams, or can it help crypto users in other ways as well? I'm assuming that the latter is certainly part of the mix.
Yes, so that is a really great question. We don't only help people focus on the bad stuff. On the general level, we just want to help people cut down time finding the information they need to make a good decision. And so you can find perspectives, good and bad, in terms of how they view certain projects on this website. And so that's what we offer people besides just a way to avoid scams.
Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Mr. Kevin Ting, the founder and CEO of Crypto Canary, a peer-to-peer online resource offering crypto investors access to hundreds of cryptocurrency reviews, enabling them to make informed decisions and quickly identify bogus coin offerings here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Kevin, I understand you're working with Polyant Labs. We've actually interviewed Nick Caceres, Polyant's product director, on several occasions. Can you talk to us a little bit about Polyant and what you're doing with them?
Yeah, I've been really lucky to work with Polyant. They're a great team. So I actually met them at a conference in San Francisco in early this year and was able to connect with them and start the conversation. And in late June, we ended up starting in their incubator program based in Phoenix. And so far, it's been amazing. It's everything I thought and more. Like, they were super helpful with helping us with strategy, but also diving into smaller details like design, analytics, and so forth. And so it's been an absolute pleasure working with Nick, with Brad, and other people on that team. And I just can't recommend them enough for any other projects in the space that are looking for a way to just grow, improve their company, and accelerate their timeline.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback there. Thanks for that. Now, where are you right now with Crypto Canary, and what are you focused on in the upcoming future? Anything we should be aware of?
For sure. Yeah, we're working really hard to improve Crypto Canary. And right now, we're working with some people in Polyant to redesign and refresh our entire website to make it better for users, more clear, and just optimized in terms of various workflows. And after that, we're going to be focusing on just growing our initial user base. Right now, we're currently at roughly 400 registered users, with many more people visiting our sites per month, but 400 people who are signed up, and looking to grow that more rapidly after the design rebrand and refresh is over. And then finally, after that, we're going to be exploring further rounds of financing to accelerate our growth even more. And I'm excited to just work with Polyant each step of the way of this roadmap.
Excellent on that. And earlier you founded Bitcoin for Beginners, as we mentioned. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that project and get into some of those details briefly?
Yes, for sure. So that's the media and education company that I was mentioning earlier. And basically what we do there is make beginner-focused content for people who are interested in the space and want to learn more in a really safe, friendly, and focused way. So what we create is free content for them, like how-to videos and articles, explainers of various news events, cover things on both the tech side and the financial side. And we've grown that to over an audience of over 100,000 users since we first started. We have a YouTube channel for our longer form video content, a website full of written tutorials on various topics, and also a pretty large Facebook group as well for our open-ended discussions and people asking for help, people wanting to discuss various news events and so forth.
Now, Kevin, what would you say is the biggest misconception or misunderstanding about Bitcoin, and how about cryptocurrencies in general, and what should the general public know about cryptocurrencies? Get into some of that info. I'm sure that would be helpful to the audience as well.
So I would say for Bitcoin, that is definitely the most popular project in this entire space and the longest lasting one. And just general misconception, I guess a lot of people might still think that it's mostly used for like dark web stuff or illegal activities. But actually research and stats have shown that in recent years that actually is dwarfed by people using it for other means like investments, store of value, even institutions are getting in 2019. And so that's really exciting for Bitcoin. And just in terms of cryptocurrencies in general, there's definitely a lot of them that are out there and to know. So it's definitely kind of confusing for the general public, but they should just know that a lot of companies are working hard to find good use cases for different crypto technology, token technology, or just blockchain in general, and excited to see where they go with that, with a lot of innovation in the space and a lot of people investing their time and money trying to build up the space, make it more mature.
Also looking ahead, how do you see this space evolving, say, in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, so that's really exciting because Bitcoin has been around for about 10 years, a little bit over that so far, and the other ones are way less. So this is still a really young space, and there's a lot of room to grow and mature, especially in terms of the technology. Like I said earlier, I'm someone with a tech background, so I'm really excited to see them improve the ability to scale and get a lot of people using it without any bottlenecks. And so I guess if the technology improves, we'll be able to see a lot more use cases open up and just different ways of using the technology that we haven't even imagined yet.
I think you're right on track about that. Good stuff and good information, and hard to believe it's already been right around 10 years that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies that has been out in the market. Time is certainly flying, isn't it? Now, as we conclude today, tell our listeners how they can find your site and if they're interested, how they could get involved with your project.
Awesome. Definitely. So our site, as you can imagine, is for a broad range of everyday crypto investors and users. So anyone who's interested should definitely check out our site. It's cryptocanary.app. And how they can get involved, we have a Telegram channel, we have a live chat on our site. Feel free to message me at any time. I'll definitely get back to you. And would love to have anyone on, and would love to get anyone involved who has ideas or would just like to contribute to our mission, which is to open up information and help people get educated about various projects, products or services that they come across so that they can make a good decision and thrive in this world.
Well, that certainly does sound good, and certainly appreciate your taking the time to introduce Crypto Canary to the audience. Again, folks, it is cryptocanary.app. Mr. Ting, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Ting, the founder and CEO of Crypto Canary, a peer-to-peer online resource offering crypto investors access to hundreds of cryptocurrency reviews, enabling them to make informed decisions and quickly identify bogus coin offerings. And for all the details, visit cryptocanary.app. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio.
To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.